Well, I think Guru first mentioned it to Rupantar, Bipin, and Sishnu and me in 1991. So, and as you know, the 16th race would have been the 2,700-mile race of 1996, which is the first year we did this. No, actually, I'm sorry, I correct myself, it's 1992. So I remember it took us 4 years to figure out how, where, the logistics, and the only thing Guru did was just gently ask us approximately once every year about doing a race initially of 2,700 miles and then after the first year changing it to 3,100 miles. How I felt was, how can we do this? No other reaction at all. It's just what something Guru envisioned and wanted very much. Obviously, you could tell by the way he just kind of gently mentioned it to us, you know, but not letting go
now,
until it happened.
From your side, you know, we all know from the runners, they're killing themselves out there, but from a logistical, technical, and just plain manpower, it's really a lot of work.
It is. It's a commitment. It's obviously, you know, we do a lot of work, a lot of physical work, a lot of planning, and need the help of a lot of our brothers and sisters to, you know, cook and, you know, shop and take care of medical problems, those kind of things, logistical problems, but we're there every day. So it's basically a commitment. You don't work as hard as the runners do physically, obviously. They have also the same commitment because they have to go until the race is over, until the distance is covered. But we also have to be there until the distance is covered as well by all the runners. So it's, you know, you have to just stick it out to the end, and there is no letting up anywhere. So, but obviously you don't physically work as hard as the runners do.
Okay, so the word commitment, that's the kind of physical, technical side of it, but something else happens by being part of it as well, something on a whole different level by being there, does it not? I mean,
yes, I've always felt Guru's multi-day races are an amazing manifestation of his. Not so much in the, you know, the running itself, I find is the medium that he's using, because they're uniquely Guru's creation. Obviously, there used to be a six-day race, but you know, historically, but Guru would have, he had started with a 5-day race, he had a 7-day race, a 10-day race, and then the 700, 1,000, 1,300, and then these very long ones that we're doing. Guru would have us put these races on in his own way. The main thing is to take care of the runners as much as possible. You know, they're all obviously amateur events. There's no prize money or anything like that, no sponsorship. And so we must, you know, just take care of the runners because they're really putting themselves out to conquer the distance or, you know, increase their mileage in a given time period. But at the same time, I was always conscious of, and it was very tangible to me, although I can't describe it, Guru manifesting something in and through these races because they're his creations. They're totally unique to him, and they're conducted in according to his wishes and his vision. And to me, I just felt something that he brings to the earth consciousness in and through the runners, everybody who helps, and everybody who's involved. And to me, that it was always very special, that part of it. Not so much, you know, that I'm a fan of the running like Sahishnu is, you know, because he knows all the runners and the records and everything, but it's what Guru does in and through everybody.
So just being there, whether you're, you know, handing drinks or picking up garbage, you're going to get something by being there and participating in some way.
Yes, because you're helping Guru stage, out in the outer world, stage this event, in the way he envisioned it, and that enabled Guru to do whatever it is he does inwardly for the earth consciousness. And so if you're helping on, even you come out 1 or 2 days and just sing songs for the runners, or like you say, maybe sweep the walk or pick up the garbage once or twice, even that small thing, plus many other helpers that come out, you know, innumerable times to count, and the cooks and the shoppers, and it's everybody is helping Guru manifest something very powerful here on Earth and through his races.
Now, even towards the end, he seemed to come and pay more and more, even close physical attention to the race. He would come by, you know, more and more often. Why do you think he did that? Why? I mean, he initially, you know, it went on. He would come by probably every day, but then in later years he came by, you know, several times a day.
Yeah, at least two times a day, sometimes four times a day. He would always, the field was obviously larger, so instead of, you know, five or six people, there would be, at our peak, I think we had 15, and 14 of those finished. And he would give prasad to the runners and some of the, you know, some of the helpers, the race directors, and some of the, like the runners' handlers. He just made a point to show his, you know, the concern he had and the love of what they were doing. I think, going back to what I was saying earlier, they're just pleasing him in his own, no matter what you were doing at the race, or if you're a runner or a helper, you're pleasing Guru in his own way, and he really appreciated it. And I think his keen interest in the race and in the runners and the success of the race was shown by his outer attention that he would give the race and the runners.
Do you remember anything, any anecdotes or particular things you heard him say about distance running or this race in particular that carry special significance?
No, I never heard him say anything about it except, you know, he would, you know, maybe in one or two syllables cheer a good performance or something like that. He enjoyed, you know, the winners of the particular categories, you know, the like in the 6 and 10 day race, whoever won, he would, they were the champions. Whoever won the 6 day race, whoever won the 10 day race, and the boys and the girls side would, you know, they were the champions, and they Guru would honor them thusly. But I never heard him say anything about distance running, other than, you know, as you well know, his love for running, period. You know, even though he couldn't run, I do remember asking him once he began his weightlifting career in the late 1980s or mid-1980s, he invited some questions, and I was able to ask a question. I just asked him what gave him more satisfaction, his weightlifting accomplishments or his running. And he said, there's no comparison. He said, the running gave me infinitely more satisfaction. So it's, so they, I mean, that much, he knew he loved it. And the, I think the running was a real spiritual metaphor in this world in which we live for Guru. It's just, he could, with running, I think he was able to do something very powerful, whether it was through his running or through his people participating in his races.
Now, we can clearly see that it's continued on. It's here's 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. And a very exciting race went on there this year. But the fact that, you know, he's not physically there, he's not watching over things as, like he could do when he was, you know, was living, yet it somehow goes on. It goes on and almost uninterrupted. How is that possible?
I think because, you know, the race directors understand the value that the Guru placed on it. And I think as long as people are willing to participate and we're physically able to do it, we will do it. And it's, and you really do have to consciously bring your spiritual awareness to the fore in your own quiet inner life, whether you're running or helping or whatever it is you do, and realize why you're really doing this race. And it's for, you know, for the Supreme, for our spiritual lives, and for our Guru manifesting whatever it is he wants to manifest in and through us as we work. So we just have to be, you know, conscious and aware as we do our work.
Okay. I realize over all these years, 15 years of this, many other races, 6 and 10 day race, the trio races, Do you have any favorite moments in which you felt particularly that these were great experiences at any particular moment in time that you were part of something?
I always felt the award ceremonies at the multi-day races that we have done at Flushing Meadow Park and at Ward's Island for a time, because everybody, with rare exception, would stay, whether you a disciple or not a disciple, and everybody got something out of it and valued it. And I think most of the runners who participated in the race do care about all the other runners, particularly in 3100, they really do. But even in the 6 and 10 day race, you know, they, even if they're competing for a position on the board, they are concerned with how everybody else is doing, as long as they're, you know, giving a good, honest effort. And I think there's a real camaraderie and sense of oneness. Even though they're trying to do their best and beat the other person, they do really have concern for the other runners.
So those are your favorite moments then, is the award ceremonies?
At the 6 and 10 day race, there were, I would say, there was one moment. It was a 7 mile race up in Fairfield, Connecticut in 1980, I believe it was, where Gru ran his best time. Where he, I forget the pace he ran, but it was a sub-7-minute pace for a 7 mile race. And he liked the, you know, he complimented me on the course because it was a very flat course. Because there was a time when Gru was very enthusiastic about running when he was quite capable, where if somebody picked a course, whether it was for a race or if it was just a training run or something, and you had to go over a bridge and there was a 4-foot vertical rise, we would hear about it. He wanted flat, but this course, fortunately, was up in Fairfield, Connecticut. It was a very nice flat course, and Gru was able to do his best running performance in the distance race.
Now, this race is just about over. If you were to recap what happened here over the last 50 days or what's going to happen the next 4 more days, anything in particular that really made this race exciting for you in any way?
I wouldn't say exciting, but we still see there are elements of everything that has gone on before. You know, the competitions in years past of when we've had, you know, more than one great runner here. We obviously had, you know, 3 really top plate runners, and Ashby Honnell suffering from his, you know, heat exhaustion problem. And, the 2 new Ukrainian guys who are amazing runners. It was, and we've seen it all before, and, but just every year you get, I think, has its own personality, even though it has elements of races, you know, that have all gone on before. They're just how it's jumbled up and rolled out of the cup, you know,
so
for each year.
Are you, so we're talking about it finishing in like this week. So when it's all over, are you happy? Are you sad? Are you tired? Or
you're tired, obviously. It's whether you realize or not, there is a physical exhaustion you kind of have to recover from, even for us guys, we're not running. But it's, it's on to the next activity in the center. You know, the celebration's coming up. We have to prepare for that. And I have quite a few responsibilities then. So, there's a little time off. But also I think it's just you're grateful that you're able to, get through this race and make it happen and make it, you know, have it run to its completion, you know, in the way that Gru liked to have it done. So that in itself is a great satisfaction.
Thank you.
You're welcome.